Hi, Joel. You just mentioned it a little bit, but how encouraging is it? You knew that you were going to have to balance the roster, the lineup, things like that. How encouraging is it to know that the veterans come in, they don't miss a beat. You have a guy like Fairbrother come in, doesn't miss a beat when you need to count these guys. Going forward, how encouraging is that for you as a coach to see these guys step up when they need to?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I told in a meeting after the game how the veteran, the guy that were with us last year, how proud I am of them. Because they're, I asked them to play one game out of two. Like, that's not what a hockey player wants to do. Some guys played tons of games in the NHL and they embraced the challenge. They were good with it. They helped the young guy and we got momentum from it during the week, during practice. Although, the game didn't turn out the way we wanted Tuesday, to be honest, there was a lot of goods in that game anyway. It just happened a couple of mistakes and the game got away from us. So I'm very proud of the veteran, the way they invested. We put them with young guys on the line, no complaining. You look the way they played tonight. That's what I'm most proud of. And then Giovanni coming to the lineup, the veteran on the back end played great and helped them out. And Caden was there when we needed it. So there's not one guy that really had a rough game or an okay game. I thought everybody had a good game and some guys had a really good game. But a lot of positive to build on. I think this is what I'm very proud about the week, because you have to realize I'm going with segment and strategy every week. It's been different, and I'm already a few weeks ahead now to see what we're gonna do next week. It's gonna be something different. So I gotta keep everybody in line and make sure that they're buying in. And I gotta say the buy-in this week for the veterans was outstanding.
And Ryan was saying about how he's really loving the game again, loving playing hockey. Is that something as a coach that you notice on your end and in his play?
Yeah, I think he's playing more free. We've talked about it last week or this week, I think, with you guys, is that it's a lot for guys. He comes in, he's got his three goals, his first game. He wants to be in the NHL, to justify, he's a first-round pick, and then he's coming with us. He's going on a wing to the NHL. It was a very good learning year for him, and he had some good moment. And what I was very proud last year before he got hurt is when we were down the stretch and we played really well, he was part of it. And then he got hurt just before we stopped for COVID. But I think this year he kind of come back to where I saw him at the end of the year last year. But he's definitely engaged. I see him more assertive, as you can see. So hey, it's gonna be a process. Like I said, Ryan is just gonna be a guy that's gonna be have to be good on 200 foot, and I'm playing him on PK and on PP and then 5-on-5, and I've double shift him a couple times tonight to give them that mileage. But I agree. I feel he's more free than maybe last year's, putting a lot of pressure on himself.
We'll take
Thanks.
two more. We'll go with Chris, the AHL report.
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
What gave your team success tonight?
I think it was the same kind of recipe that we've been working on for a few weeks. Like, remember I told you about us being on the same page? So without getting into all the details of what we worked on, but I saw a lot of continuity from last weekend. And even for the most part, the game on Tuesday was actually quite good. Like I said, a couple of mistakes and the game got away from us. But and it was a good learning. I'm almost glad we lost that one in some way. So we've learned from a couple of, we showed a lot more maturity tonight in the game. I thought the guys were really engaged. They looked fresh with the strategy we had the last couple of days. We looked like we had gas even in the third period. So I think it's just a continuity of everything we worked on for since last year and even the 2 years ago. At one point, like I said, I'm very proud of the guys, the way that, we keep going. I don't feel we have to go back to square one all the time, And the last 2 years, I'm surprised because we missed so much, but, I feel there's a continuity in our style of play, and system is one thing, but I really believe in style of play, meaning that I could mix the lineup. It doesn't matter in some way when the guys have the right style of play, because they all know where everybody should be, and that doesn't diminish their offense. It's just to make sure that we're all on the same page.
And can you expand a little bit on what you liked about the Fairbrothers game tonight?
I like that he's got character. I like that he goes at it. I like that he's a kid that struggled with injury the last couple of years, a lot of adversity. So it was fun to put him in the game tonight. And to be honest, he did really good. He did really good. I was very happy because sometimes guys, we cheer for the players, but they're young guys. They get in, they could be vulnerable in some play. I thought he did really good. And everybody else that played with him probably thought so. I mean, our back end was solid tonight and he played with good partners, but he had to do his own play and he did it. So I'm very proud of him because he's a guy that we like. Like he's a hard guy. He's a hard worker in practice. He goes at it. And like I told you guys this morning, he deserves to play. Like we're not giving freebie here because you're young and you're signed. We've challenged some guys and they're stepping up. The young guys, I've told you that. And this guy, we never had to challenge. He's always showing up every day.
Last question, Grant McKay.
Josh Brook you saw a steady progression of his offensive game in junior. By the third year, he was quite good on the power play. I'm just wondering if you see him eventually maybe being on your first power play down the line.
Well, you know what? I think you're right. He could be on the power play going down. That being said, I think we have guys that are probably a little more mature right now. And if you see our guys that we have, like Schuneman tonight, like Schuneman run the power play in Stockton last year. Look at his stats. He had like 20-some points in 40 games. Otto is taking stride like in the year for the people that watched the Rocket last year. And we liked him a lot, but he's becoming a man in the game right now. And we have Xavier that's so he's going to get his chance at time. We're still four games in, but with Brooksy, it's not the power play that's going to get him to the NHL. Power play has nothing to do. It's not going to be a power play that's going to get him. It's going to be a good overall game with some good transition and from time to time, you know, get some power play time. But what I like about Brooksy, what I see in his game and it was last year is defending is much better. And at one point it's a good reality. We've put him on the 5-on-3 today on the power play. He was there 5-on-3. So it's not like we don't believe he can be on a power play because he was 5-on-3, but there's a lot to learn in the game and there's so many minutes. And at one point we tried to play the guys in the situation they need to improve sometimes so they get that NHL call. And I think Brooksy had a good game tonight.
Number 25, who we discussed the last time. Arson, I thought, looked a lot more comfortable out there already in just a second game. He looked a little like he was struggling a little bit with the North American game, maybe where he needed to be the first game. And tonight, he seemed a lot more effective.
Well, yeah, we're doing video with him. It's still a challenge. I think you're right. He was a little bit more in the play with the puck. The style of play is so different. Like, we can't even get mad at the guy. Like, it's just a different world. So we're trying to bring him to our world right now. And it's a daily challenge. It's just that transition from offense to defense in the style of play. Again, that's it has nothing to do with him not wanting it, or it's just it's way quicker in North America. So, and he gets it. He gets to the bench. I show him. I tell him. But I do agree that they had a couple of pop there here and there. I thought Vegemo and Dauphin had a really good game and helped him out. They were really open about, you know, being contagious. And that's what happened. If you put a young guy like this with two guys that do it the right way, like I said, it's contagious for the young guy. So I even saw a couple of things that I really liked. It's got to be a work in progress for him, but you're right. I mean, he was more comfortable positive in the first game. So that's positive. And, you know, we're going to keep using the translator in the office. And it's good for me as a coach to learn something different. You know, it's the first time I have a player that doesn't speak a word of English. So we're going to give them time, though. We have to make sure that we do it the right way with them.
Merci.